السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرًا ونظيرًا، داعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا. فأما بعد، فقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وقال: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم: أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today is Yawmul Arafah. Yawmul Arafah is the name for the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. And that is a day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not free more slaves from the hellfire than he frees on this day. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among those who he has freed from the hellfire and who he will enter into Jannah bi ghayri hisab insha'Allah. Yawmul Arafah is a day for those who are in Hajj to stand on the plain of Arafah, which is a rukun of Hajj. It is a pillar of Hajj, without which his Hajj is invalid. But that is not why we remember this day. We remember this day because it is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu announced the completion of this beautiful religion of ours and the completion of his blessing on his messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And he said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. The part of the ayat of Suratul Ma'idah, the third ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. A Jewish citizen of Medina met Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and said, if we had received this ayah, we would have celebrated that day as a day of Eid. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu replied, we have two celebrations on that day, one because of the ayah and the other because it was Yawmul Jum'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received this revelation when he was in Hajj in the plain of Arafah, and that day was also Jum'ah. All praise and glory, Alhamdulillah, to the one who gave us this deen and who gave us this day through his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and who honored us in the highest possible way by giving us the work of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honored are those who understand the value of this sacred trust and fulfill it. Dishonored and disgraced are those who betray that trust. This is a day when Muslims stand together on the plain of Arafah. Muslims from every corner of the globe, of every race, nationality, social strata, color, of every diversity in wealth, health, age and power, stand together, indistinguishable from one another by their clothing, bearing or demeanor. All stand together, looking up towards the heavens, with hands spread out in supplication, begging their Rabb for his mercy and forgiveness. This is a day that symbolizes above all else that this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one ummah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is our Rabb. He said jalla jalaluhu, inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahidah wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. In Surah Al-Anbiya he said, truly this your ummah, your brotherhood, is one ummah, and I am your Rabb, therefore worship me. It symbolizes above all else that we are one ummah which is obedient only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, joined together in unquestioning obedience to the one to whom is our return. And about this he said jalla jalaluhu, wa inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fattaqun. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, and verily this your ummah is one ummah, and I am your Rabb, so keep your duty to me, so obey me, so please only me, so live your life only according to how I have decreed. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, we are one people, joined together because we worship only Allah and because we obey only Allah. That is what makes this deen special and perfect. That is what is meant by the perfection of religion. To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and to express that belief through obedience to Him alone. This day reminds us of this unity and is a witness that we were able to put aside all our divisions, sects, groups, races and nationalities, to put them aside for one day, to stand together, aware of our reality, that we are all beggars before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the only one who is the owner of all that He created. And He said, Ya yuhannas wa antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You are the beggars before Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. He is al-ghani. He is the one who is free from all need. He is the one who is the owner of all wealth and all resources and all power and all glory. Wal hamid. And He is the only one who is worthy of all praise. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise and all glory and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the protector of all that He has created. And what did He jalla jalaluhu say about the one who comes to Him as a true beggar, having put aside all his false greatness, false arrogance, false pride, false power and false glory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the one who comes to ask. He advised him about the beggar who comes to ask for a favor. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. He said, do not repulse the beggar. Don't send him away. Don't refuse him. Don't return him empty-handed. Ask yourself, as you stand before him, Jalla Jalaluhu, what of the one who advised his messenger not to repulse, reject, or turn away the beggar empty-handed? What do you think he will do? When you go to him, truly as you are, with only what he sent us with, what do you think he will do when we stand before him and we ask him? Remind yourself, however, that the instruction is only about the beggar, not about the one who is steeped in pride about possessions he doesn't own, in arrogance about positions and status he doesn't have, and feels free to use and misuse that which has been given to him in trust. The instruction about not turning away is only for the beggar. It's not for the one who pretends to have that which he does not have, who pretends to use, and he makes use and makes tasarruf in things that do not belong to him, and who instead of honoring the trust violates it. Yawmul Arafah comes to bring us all down to earth from whichever heaven of our own creation we may have been flying in. It comes to remind us to come down to earth and remember that one day we will go beneath it in the same two pieces of cloth that we stand on the plain of Arafah in, except that the name of that clothing will change from ihram to kafan. We will go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our reality as we were born, with nothing except what Allah sent us with. Nothing of what we accumulated will go with us, but what will go with us is the way we accumulated it, what we did with it, how we used it, and all that we bought with it. Our possessions will not go, but the earnings of those possessions will go. I remind myself and you to beware of misusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's property, which we like to call our own. I remind myself and you to take stock of what we own and what belongs to Allah. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us with a purpose to do something and to return to Him to report on that. Yawmul Arafah comes to remind us of that day when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again in the same way without any differentiation. The only ones who will be differentiated on that day will be those who differentiated themselves in this life with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and with fulfilling the trust He sent us with. For them will be the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day when there will be no shade except His shade. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us His shade on the day when there will be no shade except His shade. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among them and remind myself and you that dua without effort is useless. Unless we make effort in our lives, dua will not be accepted or fulfilled. Finally, my brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that Arafah is the day for dua, for supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, for begging Him for His forgiveness, asking Him for what He promised His erring and sinful slaves, where He said, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. In Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O ibadi, O my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves by committing all kinds of evil deeds and sins, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Truly He is oft forgiving, most merciful. Arafah is the day of forgiveness. It is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives His slaves. So let us make it a day when we forgive each other. Do not carry guilt and do not carry hatred and do not carry all kinds of grudges in your heart beyond this day. Leave them behind and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you like you forgave those who transgressed against you. Remember that your transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more grievous, because He created you and He sustained you and He gave you whatever you have, and you use that against Him. The transgression of the one who transgressed against you is far less grievous, because that one did not create you and did not sustain you and did not give you what you have. Yet you hold that as a grudge in your heart and you carry this garbage with you throughout your life. Leave the garbage. Do not become garbage collectors. Dump the garbage. Clean your heart of this. Wash it with forgiveness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the person who transgressed against you. And ask Allah to make this the wasila for Him to forgive you for your transgressions against Him. Jalla Jalaluhu. I remind myself and you to make sure that we do this. Arafah is the day of forgiveness. We seek the forgiveness of Allah. And we ask Allah to forgive us, and we forgive those who have transgressed against us. Think of those you transgressed against specifically and apologize to them. Make good what you did wrong. Don't send out WhatsApp messages with flowery background saying, today is the day of Arafah, therefore I seek forgiveness from all those I know and all those I don't know, for all that I did and all that I didn't do, for all those who are alive, all those who are dead and all those who are yet to be born. I mean, absolutely nonsensical messages make absolutely zero sense whatsoever. This is not tawbah, this is not forgiveness, this is nonsense. Don't do that. If you transgress against somebody and you know you did that, go seek forgiveness. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek the forgiveness of that individual, specifically, personally. If you can't meet them, talk to them, phone them, message, send them a message, email, whatever. But make sure that you seek forgiveness. And inshallah, if you have sought forgiveness, inshallah, this is sufficient for you. Even if they do not forgive you. But make sure that you seek forgiveness in a tone of forgiveness. Don't seek forgiveness as if you are doing a favor to them by seeking forgiveness. Yawmul Arafah is a day of forgiveness, and ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to forgive us. How can we praise the one who is so merciful as to call those who commit sins my slaves? Qul ya ibadi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, my slaves. Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those who have transgressed against themselves. How do you praise and how do you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you and I even imagine His mercy, Jalla Jalaluhu? Who calls those who commit sins, who calls those who transgress, who calls those who disobey Him, His slaves. He does not reject them and throw them away. He says, they are my slaves. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Verily He is the one who is the most forgiving and most merciful. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that when we commit sins, we transgress against ourselves. Those who have intelligence must ask themselves why they do it. Making excuses about social pressure and whatnot doesn't work, because these are not excuses that are acceptable before Allah. You have shown how brave you are by disobeying Allah, by defying Him. So you can't say that you lacked in bravery and couldn't say no to those people who you claim pressurized you to disobey Allah. If you have so much courage, use it to defy those who try to make you disobey Allah. If you don't have courage to defy them, then how can you have the courage to defy Allah? Remember that the difference between a mistake and a crime is only the intention. The action is the same. One deserves forgiveness, the other attracts punishment. I remind myself and you that the time has come to take stock of our lives and to make fundamental changes in it. Stand up for the truth, even if it is against yourselves, your own nafs, your relatives and friends. Let us resolve to use whatever Allah gave us only in His service and only in obedience to His orders. That means we use whatever Allah gave us, our strength, our health, our wealth, our position, our power, our honor, our razors, only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. They all belong to Him and must be used only according to the way He prescribed. That way is called the Sunnah. If we simply ask ourselves one question: how did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam behave in this situation? We will have the answer to how we should behave. On this day of Arafah, let us make the intention from this moment going forward never to do anything against the Sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and to live only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Verily, I say and declare that my salah, my prayer, wa nusuki, my sacrifice, wa mahyaya, my life, wa mamati, my death, lillahi rabbil alameen, is only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to accept your coming here. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your gathering. I ask Allah to accept the Hajj of all those who made Hajj. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Hajj to those who have not made Hajj yet, and to grant the opportunity to make Hajj again and again for those who have done Hajj once. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as. I ask Allah to enable you to ask that which pleases Him, and to give you that which you ask, and to give you more in addition to that from His generosity and grace. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.